Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Basketball Coaches Preseason Spotlight, brought to you by Pogue Ford, Young Enterprises, and Community State Bank of Missouri. We are joined by Bowling Green Bobcats head coach Craig Smith. Coach, what is the outlook on the season for the Bobcats?
We look to be very competitive. Those guys that were juniors last year that didn't really play a whole lot of varsity, maybe their sophomore year, they got a lot of experience last year. They know what the varsity tempo and a varsity game is like. So I think we're going to be really competitive. Did a lot of good things this summer that I was impressed with. So I think we're on the right track. And again, you know, with those guys playing a lot of football and going deep in the postseason, hopefully that helps as well.
And what are your feelings on EMO conference play this season?
I think we should be top three, competing for a chance at a conference title. I think Louisiana is going to be, you know, really strong this year. They've got a lot of their returning players. Montgomery, with them winning the past couple of years, being at the top there, I think we should be definitely be in the top three and maybe even give our shot. If we can win on the road, give ourselves a shot for a conference title.
Coach, let's talk about the players returning to the Bobcat squad this year.
Yeah, we've got pretty much all of our starters back and a lot of experience back because we only graduated the one senior from last year, Michael Starks. But we got our all-conference player in Gunnar Bryant coming back. We've got Owen Niemeyer, who ran the point for us last year a lot, and then Braden Heidecker, Charlie Bowen, and all those guys that had a lot of experience from last year.
Any newcomers we should be keeping an eye out for?
Yeah, we got that junior class coming in. Jackson Charlton did a lot of good things at the post for us this summer running the four. Brandon Gam, you know, I fully expect him maybe to be the backup point guard to start with and maybe even push for the starting role. You know, push Owen Niemeyer for it. Nate Crumwitty came from the JV from last year. He's a cross-country kid, so he's definitely going to be in shape and be able to get up and down. And we look for a lot of things from him on the defensive side, you know, trying to push guys in practice, and then when he does get his opportunity to make the most of it.
Coach, tell us what the keys are for the Bobcats to have a successful season this year.
We're really going to stress defense early on. You know, I think, you know, everybody can score. We always practice, you know, a lot of people practice offense. I think our defense is going to be our key. We're going to be a really deep team this summer. I mean, we were playing five in and five out. You know, we had Seth Huber is going to be back with us hopefully this year, you know, after returning from injury from the past couple of years. He makes our team really deep. Caden Chandler, you know, as a wide guy, a post player that can get up and down the floor. We want to really get after it. On the defensive end, that's going to help us score buckets and maybe hopefully score some easy layups and transition on the other end. And then we're going to push the ball. We want to try to outwork teams. We want to try to wear them down by just running the ball and getting up and down the floor as quickly as we possibly can with the athletes that we have.
You've been listening to the Area High School Basketball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Community State Bank of Missouri, Young Enterprises, and Pogue Ford.